And independent media, and particularly for Democracy Now! It's 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And now back to our programming.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Cameo Cafe, located at 8111 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, serving burgers, breakfast, and brunch from 6:30 to 3 every day. Lunch provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company located in Northeast Portland on the corner of MLK Jr. and Northeast Knott Street. Their kitchen is about 75% organic, open daily. Dinner provided by Dove VV, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open 4 to 10 p.m. daily and serving cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor a talk by Van Jones in Portland on September 12th on how we came apart, how we come together. Van Jones is a former advisor to President Obama and the author of three New York Times best-selling books. The talk is part of the Visiting Sage series and will be held at the Governor Hotel at 7 p.m. on the 12th of September. KBOO will be recording the talk and will broadcast it as a part of our News and Public Affairs Day on September 14th. More information can be found on the right side of the KBOO website under Community Events.
Hey, we're Lost Lonely Boys, and you're listening to KBOO.
Good morning. You are listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO.FM. That is 90.7 in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 Corvallis. Today is September 10th. I am Cecil Prescott, and we are speaking this morning with a couple of guests to talk about their work in regards to what is happening in our state and indeed throughout the nations around the fight for immigration justice. Joining us first is Pedro Sosa with the American Friends Service Committee here in Oregon. And Pedro will speak about the fantastic work that they are doing in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, Pedro. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Fine, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for your work. And I thought we would begin by you just sharing a little bit about the type of work you do and where you work at, and then we'll go on in a little bit more detail. So tell us about the Project Voice and American Friends Service Committee.
Thank you. Thank you again for the opportunity to share with the audience about our work. Basically, our work is focused on organizing and educate our community, immigrant community, and also with non-immigrant community around the issue of immigration. We do a lot of Know Your Rights. Last year, we did about 50 Know Your Rights across the state of Oregon and Washington. Mm-hmm. And also, we helped and we provide training for 14 rapid response teams in 10 counties in Oregon and 4 counties in Washington. Mm-hmm. And basically, these teams, it's to be ready to respond in a safe and quick way to support the community in case of raid or ICE presence in the community.
Well, that sounds like a lot of important work, Pedro. maybe you can talk a little bit about Know Your Right campaigns. Certainly this is a very difficult time for many communities. What is it that you gather people and share with them how to interact, or what exactly in terms of what are the rights that people have, communities have?
As our methodology, we use popular education methodology for our workshop, and it lasts 3 to 4 hours of training. It's an interactive workshop where people can participate and can interact. We say that all of us, we are teachers, and at the same time, all of us, we are students, and we can share our experience. And we talk about Amendment 1,
yes.
4, 5th, and 6th in our trainings. And that's why it takes a little bit more in the participatory. We do theater, called theater, or that is about. And we also play some games. It's not just a game, it has an educational or political means. It's not just play, and it's after the game, and we can discuss it, and we can make a reflection about the game. And also we connect it with our reality. One example is the raid. We have a game called The Raid. It's we ask the people to put themselves in the shoes. If they are not migrants, we ask them to put themselves in the shoes of immigrants.
Yes.
What they feel and how you feel after you detained and took it to the detention center. And it has to do with our feelings, how you feel. And that's why people sometimes start crying or get mad and, about the issue. And after that, it's not only you can feel sad or mad, it's also what you can do to change this situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Pedro Sosa with the American Friends Service Committee here in Oregon, and about their work working with communities to not only know their rights, but how to respond. And we're going to speak a little bit about more about the rapid response network. And you said you've worked with 10 counties in Oregon and 4 in Washington. That's a lot of work you have to do.
Last year, after President Trump took office, lots of concerning from the community, we got lots of calls to see the people, basically from the faith community, and they wanted to help, they wanted to do something, but sometimes we don't know where we can start it. Just we know we wanted to help, we want to support, and that's why AFSC started designing a workshop about rapid response team and what to do before the raid. What we can do during the 72 hours of crisis when the raid happened, and also what to do after the raid, because during the crisis, lots of people helped, but after a couple months, this community, nobody can help them, and that's why this part of the workshop, it includes after the raid, how to survive. And also how to keep continue helping the people, and also This community, it's more non-immigrant community.
Yes.
What I said, it's from the most of them from faith community. And last year we helped, we provide training in 10 counties in Oregon to make it, to be prepared, and also the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition, we have the hotline, and we connected with them to in case some raid happened in a city, yes. And then they can call the hotline and then can mobilize the rapid response team in that area.
Excellent. We're speaking with Pedro Sosa of the American Friends Service Committee, and we're going to spend some more time talking about what you can do and what they're able to help you do in your communities about protecting justice for all people. But in the for a second, we're going to take a little break to expand how we here at KBOO want you to participate and become a member, so that we can continue to bring you the news and the important work that's happening all throughout our region. Linda, what can people do?
It's easy, Cecil. They just have to pick up their phone and dial 877-500-5266. If they're feeling like they don't really want to have to talk to someone, they can just go to kboo.fm on their smartphone, their computer, or their tablet. So at that moment, when you'll get one of our wonderful phone answers in the background here, and they will be happy to help you. And you'll be able to, you know, select the amount that you want to contribute. And if there's a prize you can get for that, you know, if you're one of those people who says, boy, she's been talking about a lot of big money coming in, and I don't know that I can do that. Hey, you don't have to have big money. For $5 a month, you can become a member of KBOO and get the KBOO Black Beanie. I forgot to mention this before, but this is just like one of those stocking hats, except it's got a great big, not great big, but a visible KBOO logo with the radio tower on it. That's just for $5 a month. Many of you, most of you can contribute that. I ask you to do it right now. Call in at 877-500-5266. Now I'm going to mess with your mind a little bit and also ask for big money to come in for $300 a year or $25 a month. Yes, if you can make that contribution, please do it right now. You can get the KBOO hoodie. It's black. It's got our logos on it. It's soft and warm. It's a great hoodie as we're going into the rainy days like we have outside. Please take a moment right now. Show your support for More Talk Radio, Cecil Prescott, and the guests that he brings on from local areas to talk about important issues like the fight for immigration and Pedro Sosa that we've been listening to. Please make a call even while the show is on, 877-500-5266. And now we'll go back to Cecil and his guest.
Hey, thank you so much, Linda. And again, to continue to support KBOO and our work, your work here, call us at 877-500-5266. And we're speaking with Pedro Sosa with the American Friends Service Committee and the important work that they are doing in terms of immigrant justice. And Pedro, you mentioned earlier just in terms of since the new president came on and how things have rapidly changed in our communities, and I imagine the work you have done has become much more important, and the different communities you reach out to. Now, you mentioned that you've been receiving calls and ask from different communities. Do you have a phone number or contact that people can reach out to towards you?
Yes, it's 503.
Yes.
230.
Yes.
9427.
Yes, 503-230-9427 is a way to get in touch with Pedro and the American Friends Service Committee to see what you can do or how your community can help respond to the very important crises we are living in. Pedro, you have a lot of work to do and a lot of communities to do. What type of support do you need in terms of how people can help support the work that you do?
Thank you for asking. One of the main issue, I think we need more economical support to continue our work in the area. On next September 22nd, we're going to have a fundraising, and hope you can make it. I invite you to come, and also to know more about our work. We're going to have a presentation. We're going to have a PowerPoint to understand and to know more about what we are doing. On the September 22nd at the First Congregational United Church in Portland at 1126 Southwest Park Avenue for good musician, well-known musician going to participate and going to help us. Mark Babson, Anna Fitz, Jill Townley, and Bajo Salario going to play during our fundraising event. You can have your ticket in advance, $20, and or if you can't, but you want to support our work, you can also make a donation, and you can do that on our website. It's www.afsc.org/projectvoiceconcert. The ticket at the door will be $25 in cash or check only. And hope you can make it. Come on 22nd at 7 p.m. Our doors is open at 6:30. And please come and join the music and know more about our work.
Yes.
And know other people, make friends.
That's an excellent opportunity. So for all of you who are in the region of Portland on September 22nd, come and participate in their fundraiser, 7 p.m. at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Portland. For more information, you may go to www.afsc.org/projectvoiceconcert to find out more about it. My co-host Celeste, she's in another part of the country, but she messaged me and she wanted to know what type of work organizations that you work with, Pedro. You mentioned that, you know, people call you for workshops. Are there other organizations you partner with in the very important work you do? Do you work with other groups?
Yes. AFSC is part of different networks locally, like Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition, and we are part of the Oregon Ready also. The training we provided, sometimes it's already organization already established in other communities. It's the first time, and we help them to develop their rapid response team. But we work with different organizations like ROP, Emerge, in Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition, and different agencies also. We coordinate our effort with them.
Yes, and so you partner with lots of organizations throughout the region. And it seems as if for many people that who have not part of the knowledgeable about what's happening in many immigrant communities, that people are saying, what can we do, or we don't know what to do. I imagine some people can call you up and ask for you to come and make presentations about becoming a part of rapid response teams that you've mentioned earlier. And again, that phone number is 503-230-9427 and be a part of the important work you do. What do you do to help the communities in this stressful time? Are there things that people can do to help communities under stress?
Yeah, I think lots of things we can do. Some people, when we provide the training of rapid response team, some of them, they wanted to be involved and wanted to take the training for how to do legal observers.
Yes.
And also some community just wanted to be allies just to support the community and just come to the scene where it's the ice happening. And but some of them, they wanted to do legal observers.
Yes.
And documenting the scene, what they just if some abuse happening, and that's the opportunity to take a video, take a picture, and be a witness of what is happening.
Right. So there's work for a lot of people, regardless of who you are, that there's important work that you can do to help the work for immigrant justice. And we're going to take a short break, Pedro, and conclude our discussion. But we're going to ask people of the KBOO audience to call 877-500-5266 and become a member of this team here to make sure that we can continue to do the work that we need to do. Linda, tell people why they should call and how do they go online if they want to make a donation.
Well, that's easy to do. That's go to kboo.fm if you want to do it online. And there's a big red button there that says donate, and you push on that, and it takes about 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes is all, to become a member and select, you know, your membership at whatever level you want. The other way is to just pick up your phone right now and call 877-500-5266, like Greg, renewing member from Northeast Portland. Did yay, Greg. And also Susan, a renewing member from Rhododendron. I'll give her this bell. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Greg. You know, each one of you makes a real difference. Cecil and Celeste come on every Monday morning. I've been lucky enough to guest host for them when they've been out of town or something like that. Our talk radio is a way for you to connect directly with the community or with experts on issues that you otherwise wouldn't get to. We have a talk show every morning, but this is Cecil and Celeste, and I love their show. I love that Celeste, even when she has to be out of town for work, will call up and ask her question via the web. Actually, she didn't call up. I think she texted her question from the web. That's a great way that you can see that our commitment to you getting the information about your community. In this case, it's about immigration and the fight for immigration, and you've been listening to Pedro Sosa from the American Friends Service Committee. You know, you do get some local interviews on other radio stations, but we're the, I will quote Lisa Loving, another member here, and say, we're the grassrootiest. You will find so many different people participating in activities, both leaders and activists, that you will hear about on KBOO. That's one of the reasons I know you love us. So please join Greg and Susan, who called in earlier, and call us right now. We have a goal for this hour, and we have a little bit more to go. We're probably about halfway through our goal, which is great because we're about halfway through the show. So keep that going. We need the phone to ring from you, 877-500-5266. Or if you'd like to do it online, it's kboo.fm. Very easy to do that way. It's also possible to just come on down here as the day is waking up and the sky is getting light despite a little drizzle of rain. Maybe that makes you feel nostalgic for fall. You're ready for it to come. Well, use your mood to bring you right over to KBOO. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. If you're a bicycler, we got lots of bicycle racks out front. Buses come right by us any way you would like. Maybe you want to see, what does this station look like? How are they spending their dollars? You can do that by coming to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. But most people, I believe, still call 877-500-5266. That's the way you get to talk to someone here, and you get to find out, Is there anything I might get for my dollars besides just the joy of being an activist, a radio activist, by supporting KABU? And yes, there is. You know, for a $300 contribution, and I haven't gotten one of those in yet this morning. I really encourage those of you who know you can do that, $25 a month, you can get one of the KABU hoodies. It is really a great hoodie. I don't often wear sweatshirts, but this one is soft, it's long, it's black, it's got the KABU logo on the front, on the side of the chest, and then the radio tower on the back, the iconic radio tower. It's a great thing to get for your dollars besides all you get from KBOO programming. So that's $300 or $25 a month. So, you know, ring your phone. Do it right now. Call us at 877-500-5266. Your dollars will make a difference. Every time you hear local activists on KBOO, no, that's because of your dollars. Every time you hear about an event or an issue that really matters to you, that's because of your dollars. You are the one who makes the difference. And literally, I mean you whose ears are open and hearing my voice right now. We love you for your support and we need your support. Please do call us right now, 877-500-5266. Maybe you're one of those people who listens to Cecil and Celeste regularly. I know that there are many of you out there. As I say, each morning has its own flavor. Each talk show host brings their personal self to the show. Nobody's speaking any particular party line. They're all individuals who you have come to know via the radio. Well, Cecil and Celeste are two of my favorite. They bring you issues and individuals who are activists in this community, and you get to hear what's going on and how you can participate. So important. Please show that you appreciate that. You appreciate that coming to you, and that all you have to do to get that kind of info is turn on to KBOO 90.7 FM on your dial, or KBOO.FM, where you can both listen to us and you can donate. We're going to have to go back to the program right now, but I don't want you to think that means you can't call in while the program's going. Please do, 877-500-5266. If you missed a little bit of the program earlier, know that you can go to our archives. And later today, you literally can go to the schedule page of our homepage of our site and find the audio for this show. So you can always find what we have programmed right here at KBOO on our archives and listen to it again or share it with friends. First, though, become a member. Show your support that way. 877-500-5266. And I'm particularly challenging those people who can give $300 or more. You know that whatever size donation you create for yourself that works for you makes a difference, but we also need those bigger donors, those people who have a little more dollars in their pocket to be able to make the difference. It's 877-500-5266. And I want to let you know that everyone who calls in is entered in to win a prize. That's a $200 gift certificate to Next Adventure is the prize for today. And so all you have to do is call in to become a member to get that, to be entered into that prize. It's 877-500-5266. Please take a moment right now.
Thank you so much, Linda. And we want to continue and conclude our conversation with Pedro Sosa with the American Friends Service Committee and their work for immigrant justice. Pedro, you mentioned the enormous amount of work you do in terms of on workshops in different communities throughout the region. You know, it seems like a lot of work to do, and that there's always need for more people. If people have something they want to share with you, want to call you, that number you said was 503-230-9427, and also to give you a call for information about what to do and how can they take action. What do you say to the person who says that I'm not very important or I don't have enough time, but I see things that I need to do something? What can people who who are ordinary people do to support immigrant justice?
Yeah, thank you. I think we have people have a different level of time to support our struggle, and all are welcome. Whatever the time you have, and we can adjust your time, and we can connect you with one of the RAP response team, or connect you with the hotline in Portland also. Lots of things you can do. You can do, or maybe make a call when we have campaign to release someone, or come to the rallies and march, and lots of things you can do. Not necessarily to go out and run as a RAP responder. Many things you can do, and you are welcome. We have lots of things to do it to support our work.
And I like how you said it, that everyone has something that they can do and contribute, but you just have to have, I think, a willingness to work. One thing that they can do that you mentioned, I want to let you share again, is the fundraiser that you have coming up on September 22nd. Say something again about that.
Yeah, please come and support our work. It's going to be fun. You're going to listen different type of music, and it will be fun, and also you can meet other people in the struggle of immigrant rights, and or just hang out with friends you already know, or part of different teams already in our network, and please come and support our work. It's going to be on September 22nd at First Congregational Church, 1126 Southwest Park Avenue, and you can have your ticket in advance online. And if you can't come but you wanted to support our work, you can make a donation on our website. Please come, and we hope you can make it. And also, I wanted to take the opportunity also to add my voice to KBU, to support KBU also. I know that I was involved for about 8 years in the past with El Colectivo Armando Puentes every Sundays, and I remember those times. And please also help our KBU. It's a voice of people. And thank you, Cecile, and thank you, Celeste, for this time for the interview.
Oh, thank you, Pedro, and thank you for your work. We really appreciate the work you do, and continue the struggle.
Thank you, Cecile, also for your involvement, your support.
Thank you. So, those of you who are interested, Pedro Sosa with the American Friends Service Committee, they do a lot of work. Know Your Rights workshops, Rapid Response Network. There's something you can do. And joining us is someone who, I'll let them share a little bit about their story, about who became immersed, should we say, in the struggle for immigrant justice. Joining us right now is the Reverend Ron Werner, a Lutheran pastor who has been working for immigrant justice with Emerge, Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cecil. Thanks so much for having me on.
Great. So what is it that you do? What is Emerge?
Yeah, Emerge is an organization, the Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice, that's made up of about 140 faith communities from around the state of Oregon. It's an organization that was founded over a decade ago in the Portland area and has since expanded throughout that time. So we accompany immigrants directly and also accompany faith communities to stand up and show up for immigrant justice as they feel called and out of the wells of their diverse faith traditions.
And speaking about the diverse faith tradition, it seems as if people from all communities and faith traditions are seeing the importance of working for justice for our neighbors who are recent immigrants. You have people from various religious traditions. Why is that? Why is it that people, whether they're Baha'i or Jewish or Muslim or people of goodwill, find this is important work?
Yeah, what's so fun about doing this work in Portland and Oregon more broadly is people come from so many different backgrounds of faith, no faith, as you said, Jewish, Baha'i, the Sikh community, Muslim, and everything in between. You know, we live in a time of deep religious pluralism, and that is a huge strength when we can knit together out of deep relationship a fabric of resistance and struggle and solidarity with the immigrant community. And each of us is able, I think, to act out of our most courageous selves when we tap into those guiding values and rituals and traditions that we have in each of our faith stories. So it's been really powerful for me just personally to be involved in both out of the well of my own faith tradition, but really learning about other faith traditions and making the road together as we work for immigrant justice.
We're speaking this morning with Ron Werner of the of Emerge, Interfaith Oregon's New Sanctuary Movement organization. Tell me, Emerge, Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice, right?
You got it. You got it.
Thank you. So Ron, in this heady mix of people and individuals, you've certainly been involved recently in what I think it has been calling August of Action. What was that all about?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that is a guiding value for us is accompaniment. So we start with the stories of people most impacted by immigration policy or practice. And at the beginning of summer, the end of May, early June, we received word that 123 men who were seeking asylum were transferred to the federal prison in Sheridan, Oregon. This was an unprecedented move by the Department of Homeland Security as a result of detention centers that were full because of the zero tolerance policy instituted by the Trump administration and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And this move to use federal prisons for immigrant detention has had horrendous results. It took a long time before lawyers could even get access. We're still working on religious access for the people inside. These were men, our men, who were fleeing violence, political persecution, religious persecution. And instead of greeting them with the arms of our community, we greet them with iron bars and cages. And so that work all summer long to work for their release, to accompany them, to amplify their stories as best we could, led to our Clergy Ready Bench, which is a group of clergy from around the state who collectively discern now is the time to take direct action. And that led to over 30 arrests in August and 10 acts we call disruptions to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement System. At Sheridan, at Norcor, in the Dalles, which is a county jail that also holds an ICE contract. So it was time to take action because we bear witness to the wounds inflicted on our kin through unjust policies.
Wow, amazing work. We're speaking with Ron Werner of Emerge, Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice, and the important work that they are doing. We're going to take a short break to urge those of you who are listening to either renew or become members of the KBOO audience KBOO community by giving us a call at 877-500-5266 or going online at kboo.fm to become members and contributing to this group. And then after a short break from those who are working so hard this morning, we will continue our conversation with Ron Werner about what we can continue to do struggling for immigrant justice. But in the meantime, what's the number that people call for KBOO?
That's 877-500-5266. It's easy to do. This is Linda Olson-Osterlund, a volunteer and programmer. So glad to be here for Cecil and Celeste program, More Talk Radio. You've been getting to hear Ron Werner, and before that, Pedro Sosa. That's one of the things that our talk radio does, is bring you local activists, actors, in people who are making a difference in their lives with the actions they take, and you get to find out about what's that organization do. We're talking about immigrant justice right now, and Ron Werner is a pastor, and he's a member of a local interface group called Emerge, a newer one, that is taking on the issue of immigrant justice in this community. So important for them to do the actions they're doing, and so important for KBOO to be here to let you know about it. I do believe you will not hear this on any other radio station. You can count on that we will bring you activists and experts on every issue that's important to you. And if we don't, you as a member have the power to change that. You know, you as just a listener do as well. Call us at KBOO. Call us and donate your dollars. Get a KBOO Keep KBOO Radical t-shirt for just $75 a year, only $6.25 a month. You know, you can't even get lunch most places for $6.25 anymore. It's become less dollars for everywhere else except here, because we make your dollar stretch. That's 80% of our money comes directly from you, the listener, the audience, the activists who are in our audience and want to make a difference with their dollars. Please take a moment right now. Show your support for Cecil and Celeste. Call us at 877-500-5266. We're over halfway, or just about halfway there, to our goal for this show. We need you to call in to make that goal, to make a difference with your dollars. I've been suggesting $300 a year, or just $25 a month to get our hoodie. You can get our beanie for just $60 a year, or $5 a month. It's a really good stocking hat with a KBOO logo, the radio icon on it. Please, we use the swag to draw you in, to make you feel appreciated, because we do appreciate you. And please show your appreciation right now, this very moment, for Cecil and Celeste and More Talk Radio. It's 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm. You know, you also can just come in. This is one of the few radio stations in the city, I believe, where you are welcome to come in, bring your dollars right in the door. We'll give you a tour. If we've got coffee and donuts, we'll give you that as well. So you can choose your method, and you can choose your amount, and know that everything you do contribute and every action you take to support KBOO supports the wider community that's in resistance to the regime that's in power today, in resistance to the immigration rules that are being pushed right now, in resistance to the wars you hear out there, in resistance to the people in power who have sexually abused people, in resistance to all of that. Your dollars help that become known. They really do matter. It's a place where you know your dollars make a difference. It's 877-500-5266. Float our boat, make our phones ring, make yourself happy for the rest of the day, because you know you took action that matters to you. It's 877-500-5266. Even strain yourself a little bit and give a little bit more than you're comfortable for, and go, oh, gee, but I promise you, through the year, you'll go, oh, those are dollars well worth spent. I don't regret a moment of spending my dollars at KBOO. That dollar goes to make a difference. You know, almost everyone you hear on this station is volunteer. Your dollars aren't going to pay for us to talk to you, and they're going to keep the lights on, to keep the doors open, to do all those basic things that keep a radio station going. It's easy to show your support. It's as easy as dialing 877-500-5266 or going to kboo.fm. We're getting more and more of our contributions online. We're getting more and more of our listenership online. So please make a difference with your dollars. You can do it really easily. You know, anyone who calls in is immediately entered to win a prize. Doesn't matter how much you call in with. It's 877-500-5266. That's one of our daily prizes this day. It's a $200 gift certificate to Next Adventure. So call in and get entered into that contest. It's easy, like I said, 877-500-5266. We've updated ourselves this year, and we've moved to computers for doing our pitch. No longer are we writing them down by hand. We've got a headset, and we've got computers, and it's making it smooth and fast and easy and efficient. That's KBOO for you. Right now, we're going to go back to Cecil and Celeste and their programming for you this morning. They have Ron Werner, a pastor with Emerge, to talk with. So please, let's have you call in at 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And now we'll go back to Cecil.
Thank you so much, Linda, and thank all of you who have recently joined or are continuing as members of the KBOO community. We're continuing our conversation with the Reverend Ron Werner, a Lutheran pastor who worked with the interfaith movement for immigrant justice. And he was, before a break, he was sharing a little bit about the necessity of people feeling a need not only to make their voices, but with their body to engage in civil disobedience this past year. And you mentioned also what was going on in Sheridan. Could you say what's the status of those in Sheridan currently? Are there still men being held there? And what can people do?
Yeah, thanks so much, Cecil. That's a great question. We're excited the last couple of weeks because we received word that some of the men were beginning to be released. So the anonymous names that were once detainee number 32 or detainee number 77 had real life names and stories. At our very last action, one of those men who was released the day before, a guy named Albert from Cameroon, who was fleeing persecution, came to the action and asked for the microphone and shared his story and said to us in gratitude, "Thank you for being here. What you're doing is making a difference." The last I heard, about half of the men have now been released from Sheridan. So that's just really great news. So we are still pushing for the release of every single person, saying let our people go, but also celebrating some victories along the way as we're seeing more and more people released into the care of the community.
And continuing this work, it's more than Sheridan. What are some actions or points of interest that you'll be engaged on in coming weeks?
A couple of big pieces that are coming up. One, we are going to be embarking on September 30th through October 6th on a pilgrimage march from Sheridan to Norcor alongside partner organizations, including our friends at the Rural Organizing Project, who we've been organizing with for years. We will be walking and doing a little caravanning because it's a long stretch from
Sheridan
to Norcor. Yes, in 7 days. But along the way, we'll be doing public community actions to really amplify what is happening with immigrant detention in Oregon, to call for an end to these two ICE contracts in Sheridan and Norcor, and to really mobilize around Measure 105, which is a threat right now to Oregon's 31-year-old state sanctuary law, which prevents local law enforcement from doing the work of federal immigration agents. So we don't want to see a return to racial profiling in our communities. We don't want people to live in more fear. We don't want to have this immigrant detention family separation machine expedited if this law is repealed. So we are strongly urging a no vote on Measure 105, and we'll be working for the next few months until the election on both large gatherings in our communities, but also house meetings. For folks from around faith communities to talk to their neighbors and friends, and really that group of movable middle people who are either apolitical or just not tracking what's going on, or maybe cared about family separation but don't know, haven't been involved in immigrant justice before. So we are mobilizing our base to do a lot of work around Measure 105 this fall.
Okay, that sounds so important. And Ron, if you hang on, we're just going to take another break to urge members to become members of KBOO. And when we return, I want you to share a little bit about moving that middle that seems so hard to push against. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. And those of you who are listening, some of you are dialing now, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Linda, what else can you tell us, remind us?
Well, I can remind you of how easy it is to become a member and how much a difference your contribution makes. You know, literally 80% or a little bit more, I believe, of what keeps this station radio is from your dollars. So when you call in to support Morning Talk Radio, you're supporting, you know, the lights that are on, the plumbing that's going on, all of the different expenses we have, just keeping the body of this going. But you're not paying for extra special things that you're not covering, you know, brand new carpeting or fancy chairs. Those are all things we get donated here. You're not paying for you know, anybody to get to travel to do expensive things at all. You're paying for the grassroots, the base of KBOO, and you get to do it by calling us at 877-500-5266. You have been calling, but we need more callers. We want to reach our goal for this hour. You know, just one of you at the Keep Portland, Keep Portland Radical. Let me select the right one for you. The Democracy Now! T-shirt, if you wanted it, is $120 a year or just $10 a month. We also have KBOO's Keep Portland Radical. You can get that for $75 or just $6.25 a month. Those are little gifts we give you. We give you swag to walk with when you walk your talk so that, you know, you can let the rest of the community know that KBOO exists and that it's worth paying attention to, that the information you get here, you won't get elsewhere. Like when you're hearing Cecil discuss, you know, immigration rights and activism with Ron Werner, a member of Emerge. He's a Portland pastor and an activist with other people, other pastors and people in the religious community, to fight the fight against immigration that's, you know, immigration horror that's being given to us by the regime. You know, you get these kind of people on our stations all the time. We work hard as individual hosts. You know, they're volunteers, the hosts of all of our morning talk radio and almost all the programming you hear. We work hard in the community to get to know the people that are making a difference. And when you contribute to KBOO, your dollars are the dollars that are making that difference. They're the ones that are keeping the radio on, allowing people like us to go out into the community and bring back stories and bring back guests for you. It's easy to become a member, and it's easy to support KBOO. So don't, you know, and maybe you don't like me saying it easy. Maybe you're going to feel those dollars. But it's going to make a difference, and you're going to know that. And every time you hear KBOO, you're going to know that your dollars have gone to make a difference in this community for all the different forms of activism and all the important issues that are being covered. The way to become a member is easy, however. That's 877 500-5266. You know, anyone from anywhere in the nation can dial that number and become a member, and that means you. And it's also, you can go to kboo.fm. Many of you are listening probably from your computer or even from your radio. From your cell phone. I have the app on my cell phone, and you can donate that way. It's kboo.fm. Or dial 877-500-5266. We want to hear you and be able to ring the cowbell telling you thank you. So please take a moment right now. Help us reach our goal. Become an activist with your dollars. It's kboo.fm or 877-500-5266. And now we'll go back to Cecil to finish up today.
Thank you, Linda. It just warm me when you're going to do the cowbell. I just have to take off my earphones. Okay, I can still hear. So Ron, you mentioned earlier in terms of what people are doing in terms of struggling against this measure 105 and the important work. Now I noticed that last week the president had many religious folks and for supper, and you know those in you know these are some people we need to talk to. What are things that people need to say to do talk to their neighbors who need to know about immigrant friends and family that we have and why this measure 105 we should educate ourselves about and to activate our community to resist it?
Yeah, one of the ways that we're really trying to activate the community is to have these critical conversations. You know, there's a lot of people, we are so grateful for the community in Portland who are with us already, who are tracking this, who have been in the streets, who are actively engaged in this important movement work. And there are people around our state who are actively opposed. We and our churches and our synagogues, our places of worship are mixed with both of those. What we're really looking at is how do we activate that 60%, you know, this isn't an official number, but that 60% in the middle. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, I know as a pastor, we think about who are the one or two squeaky wheel loudest critics of this in our congregations, and we try to think of any way we can convince them to change their mind, and we spend a lot of time and energy and resources doing that. And what we're saying is, not now. let's really focus on the people who are in the middle, the people who are just not tracking the situation, find themselves concerned about the family separation images that they saw earlier this summer. Use that as a chance to connect the dots between that and measure 105, and to just educate people, but also to do it through relationship. So we are all relational beings, and we have our own networks that exist even outside of our faith communities, in our neighborhoods, at our work. So who are those people in your circle of influence and circle of friendships and relationships that you could have these conversations with, to say, hey, I care about this, or here's a story I heard, or here's someone else who's impacted by this policy that I'm in relationship with, and we can have a discussion about that. And what we're finding is that has been the most impactful thing that's helping to transform hearts and minds towards more just immigration policy and towards no votes on Measure 105.
So, Reverend Ron, if people want to know more about Emerge in the work, are there things people can do? Is there ways to contribute? What can people do to educate themselves and to help support the work of Emerge?
Yeah, well, Cecil, thanks so much for asking. Couple of things. One, you can go to our website, emerge.org, imirj.org, and you can get a sense of the organization from there and sign up for our email blasts. That will give you the latest, most up-to-date information about ways to connect on actions that are taking place and kind of on-ramping into the relational network of the interfaith movement for immigrant justice. tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 11th, at St. Michael and All Angels Church in Northeast Portland. We are going to be having our second Tuesday of every month, monthly gathering, and tomorrow night we'll be focusing on Measure 105 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Michael and All Angels Church in Northeast Portland. We hope you could join us for that. And finally, excuse me, on September 27th, Thursday evening, we are going to pause for a moment and gather all of our base from around the state for a celebration fundraiser to sustain this important work. And it's going to include music and food and storytelling from this past year. What we're finding is amidst the hard stories that we're accompanying, it's good to take time to also celebrate the victories and celebrate the relationships forged as we try to embody this world that we want to live in. So come join us September 27th.
Thank you so much, Reverend Ron of Emerge. And also want to thank Pedro Sosa of the American Friends Service Committee for helping us learning more about immigrant justice. This is More Talk Radio for my co-host Celeste. This is Cecil Prescott. Stay tuned to KBOO and become a member. Thank you so much.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Cameo Cafe, located at A111 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, serving burgers, breakfast, and brunch from 6:30 to 3 every day. Lunch provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company located in Northeast Portland on the corner of MLK Jr. and Northeast Knott Street. Their kitchen is about 75% organic, open daily. Dinner provided by Dove VV, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open 4 to 10 p.m. daily and serving cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of